But how does Dalla fall for it? Korn asked, raising his gaze for the first time since the subject had shifted away from Valen and Gisella.
If she's smart enough to keep the Jedi bottled up inside our temple, she's smart enough not to fall for a trap like that.
Only if she knows everything,
Han said.
Whoever's behind this is picking out-of-the-way worlds for a reason. Even Ket... Grand Master Hamner didn't know anything about the Blaudu system before this.
But I would have before I sent in troops,
Kenth replied. He was so accustomed to subtle digs that he allowed Han's to pass unanswered.
No. My guess is that there are things we're not seeing here. For instance, why did Dalla use Mandalorians?
Because she wants to make a point, Han replied. Nothing says don't stir the soup quite like a brigade of Mando bucketheads showing up on your doorstep.
Kenth shook his head.
No, she used Mandos because she was hoping to handle this swiftly and quietly,
he said.
What if she had the extra Mandos on alert, in case things heated up here on Coruscant?
You mean in case the Alliance military started to show signs of siding with us? Kyle asked.
That would be one reason, yes,
Kenth said. He did not reveal that he knew this to be the case, as he had promised to hold in confidence all of the information Watu had shared with him.
She would have more faith in the Mandos to put down the revolt quickly, and to have no scruples about how they did it.
And she would think that just because Octusi are pacifists, they're pushovers, Kip said, nodding enthusiastically. She's still that much of an Imperial.
That would mean Freedom Flight knew about the Mandalorian Reserve,
Leia observed. Her expression was thoughtful, but certain.
Otherwise, they wouldn't expect Dalla to respond so quickly, and they wouldn't have had Mahdi Vaunt waiting to expose her.
You are saying Freedom Flight must have a spy inside Dalla's office,
Saba surmised. She cocked her scaly head in contemplation, then dipped her chin.
This one agrees. It explains much.
Yeah, it's beginning to look like these Freedom Flight guys have spies everywhere,
Han said.
Kinda makes you want to know who they are.
Whether Han meant the comment to be a jab at Barat Kel was difficult to say, but the anger that flashed through her dark eyes suggested how she had taken it. Not wanting Barat Kel's relationship with the rest of the Council to turn sour so quickly, Kenth scowled in Han's direction.
If Master Barat Kel had anything to do with Freedom Flight, I'm sure she would have told us by now.
He waited until Han finally rolled his eyes and looked away, then gave Barat Kel a warm smile.
It's not as though there would be any reason to hide such a laudable endeavor from the Council.
The Ujim's eyes softened, and Kenth knew he had earned her gratitude. Only 8 more Council members to go, and he might be able to consider himself worthy of the chair he was occupying. He looked away from Barat Kel, and ran his gaze around the rest of the Masters.
So,
he said,
now that we understand the situation, what are we going to do about it?
The blank looks that greeted the question suggested 2 things to Kenth. First, the Master's opinions of him had fallen so low that this was the last thing they had expected him to ask. And second, he still had a chance to win them back.
I think it goes without saying that we can't permit a slaughter of this magnitude, Kenth began. No matter what kind of impact it might ultimately have on the condition of other slaves in the galaxy.
Support came from an unexpected corner. Corrin Horn.
Agreed. There is no tomorrow, only what we do or fail to do today.
He was quoting a new precept the Council was currently thinking of adding to the Jedi Code, as a reminder to young Jedi Knights that the pursuit of noble ends never justifies base means.
We need to end this revolt before it turns into a bloodbath,